Nothing quite as demoralising as updating your CV. How much to include? Who to put as a reference? And that's not even considering the aesthetics, format, font, size, bullet points, asterisks, not wanting it to look too dated, not wanting it to look too modern. It's a very, very confusing thing. It's pretty exhausting, actually, but my next guest has a revolutionary idea for recruitment. Ban the CV altogether. Kate Glazebrook is a behavioural scientist based in London. She's the CEO of a tech-based recruitment service, Be Applied. Welcome to RN Drive, Kate.
Thanks, Patricia. Great to be with you.
Make your case. What's wrong with the CV other than being a time-consuming thing to construct?
Well, you're right. No one enjoys a CV, and probably no one even enjoys reading them. And I guess the main reason why they're failing us is that they are not predictive of job performance, and they're riddled with the opportunity to bias against the very people who might have the skills but not have the quote-unquote profile we're expecting to see. So as you know, the rate of discrimination against people who are, you know, counter-stereotypical, whether they're women going into tech roles, men going into education roles, people of ethnic backgrounds going into, frankly, unfortunately, any roles, is crazy. And about 50 years' worth of research suggests we're systematically overlooking people in hiring processes. And a lot of that comes back to the speed with which we evaluate people, and that's really down to the CV.
How much attention do managers and recruiters actually pay to CVs at the moment? I mean, they ask for them, so they obviously want them. What do they do with them?
Well, scarily, most of the research suggests that most of us spend somewhere between 6 and 10 seconds making an evaluation of someone.
6 seconds.
When we look at their CV. Yeah, it's terrifying. I often joke that I was the sort of person who'd spend ages on sub-bullet point 4.1 on page 2, and it turns out no one cares. They're scanning for bolded items. Where did you go to school? What previous job did you have? What was your job title? And then you get quickly passed into the yes or the no pile, and that's really how quickly it happens. And that's how researchers have been able to uncover just how quickly the brain is also bringing in irrelevant information into that assessment. So what name you have and what the ethnicity of your surname is, for example, has been shown to be highly predictive of whether you get put in the yes or the no pile. So research done in the UK here, as well as the US, Canada, Australia, have shown that people with ethnically diverse surnames need to send between sort of 50 and 75% more CVs to get the same rate of callback for interview, even when they're equally qualified. Or to put that in other terms, in the US, that's estimated that somebody with a non-white sounding surname needs to have something in the order of 5 more years worth of job experience to be considered as qualified for the job. So it's pretty clear that these sort of precious 6 to 10 seconds are drawing in bolded items from your CV, but also a bunch of irrelevant information that's not predictive of whether you're the best person, but does seem to result in bias and discrimination against underrepresented groups.
Okay, so if you're applying for a job where you don't know anyone, it's a company you have nothing to do with, but you think you have the skill set, how do you replace the CV? What's your idea for an alternative? I mean, how else do you sift through that information of what degree you have that's relevant for a particular job, or what experience you have which makes you the perfect candidate?
Well, it's a great question. When we started building Applied, so we're a technology spin out of the behavioral insights team. So we're a bunch of behavioral scientists trying to solve this problem using psychology. And we knew we needed to do a lot of things to remove the bias from the process. But we also spent a bit of time thinking about, well, to what extent is a CV even a great predictor of job performance? And it turns out a lot of the things we spend our time on, like where did you go to school? How many years of work experience do you have? They're not actually anywhere near as predictive of job performance as we might expect. And that's largely because people learn skills in lots of different settings. And so to assume that someone's a great product manager because they once worked at Google might deny someone who's learnt all of those exact same skills through a different mechanism. So what we do at Applied is we actually jettison the CV entirely. So when people are hiring through our platform, they're instead asking candidates job relevant questions, which are something in the order of 4 to 5 times as predictive of picking the right person. So actually testing candidates on like actual things they're going to do in the day job turns out to be much more predictive and much less biased. So what we do in the platform is candidates get asked job relevant questions, they answer them, and then we use 4 different mechanisms to remove the bias. So we totally anonymize all those applications. People are evaluated comparatively rather than sort of vertically. So you can compare individual candidates against particular skill sets. And Also, you chunk them up in a different kind of way. We randomize the order of those candidates so we can account for ordering effects. And then finally, we allow multiple people to score and they don't see each other's scores, so we can account for groupthink. So all of those things happen in the background and significantly improve the rate of selecting the right candidate and selecting a candidate from an underrepresented group. Our data suggests that over half of the candidates through our platform wouldn't get the job if we were just relying on CVs, and they're disproportionately likely to come from underrepresented groups.
What a fascinating approach. Kate, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Kate Glazebrook is a behavioural scientist based in London, and she's the CEO of this tech-based recruitment service, Be Applied.